In recent years, churches have had a hard time attracting and keeping younger people. 21-year-old Ariel Przinski says she hopes the next pope will re-energize younger Catholics.
The youth is really searching for the strong traditional Catholic identity, and I think that getting into the Catholic roots and really going back to that is really what will bring the youth back into the Catholic Church.
Przinski says she also hopes that the next pope sticks to the church's strong opposition to abortion. Father James Krasinski leads the Ron Colley Newman Catholic Center in La Crosse. He says the next pope will need to establish Catholicism's place in a rapidly changing world among other rising religions.
I can see the need for somebody who can try to continue to reach out to the growing secularization of Europe and the United States and try to understand how can we revitalize the faith in countries where the faith is dying.
90-year-old Larry Connolly of La Crosse has lived through 8 popes. He says he wants the next pope to be more forward-thinking. But Connolly says he ultimately trusts the decision that the Catholic cardinals will make.
The Catholic Church will last forever. So we'll survive.
According to the Wisconsin Catholic Conference, there are about 1.6 million Catholics in the state. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.